Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the highly publicized airplane crash of, was it John Kennedy Jr.? They tell us that if he had left according to the way he had planned it and filed his flight plan, they'd probably all still be alive, because he'd have got there in the daylight, which he was qualified to do. But his wife, and was it his sister-in-law? I forget how it was, but between them, they delayed him hours late for frivolous stuff. And then he decided to go on anyway, and it was late, and the conditions deteriorated, and they crashed. Sometimes, being at an intersection when the drunk driver rips through there and not being there is the difference between 5 minutes. People don't like to think about these things, but we should be led by the Spirit. And there's been many a time I've had an urgency in my spirit. Go ahead and do it. Get on out to the airplane. Get gone. Go to your car. Go ahead. And when you do, you should not ignore that. And you shouldn't let people talk at, well, won't you come over here? Won't y'all eat before you go and do that? There have been times I did some of that and missed it and had problems because of it. Now I've learned, you know, I want to be polite, but I'm not going to miss God over being polite. And if you respect me and us being led and all that, I'm talking about friends and family and anybody, then you won't try to deter and detain somebody when they got something in their heart. Right? We need to learn to respect that with each other. There have been other times, the Lord dealt with me, go ahead now, don't mess around, get out of here. And that's also another reason why men don't need to be waiting half a day on their wives all the time. She said, oh, Brother Keith, you really get into it. Listen, I'm telling you, it's not right. It's wrong on many levels. Let me ask you a question. Is it more appropriate for the employee to wait on the employer, or for the employer to wait on the employee? Which is more appropriate? Much more appropriate for the employee to have to wait on the employer. Which is more appropriate? The Lord to have to wait on us, or us to wait on Him? Absolutely. Which is more appropriate? The head of the church to have to wait on the members, or the members wait on the head? The head of the house have to wait on the kids or somebody else, or vice versa? When you make people wait on you, you're saying some things you don't want to be saying. You're saying, look, my time is more important than your time. And I don't care what you think, what you want. You wait on me. I'm important. So everything stops for me. You know, people have grown up like this, you know. I remember Phyllis, when she was over the admissions at the Bible school, she had numerous young girls that would just never get to class on time. She had one young lady, bless her heart, always late. Now, she looked like a model when she got there, but she's always late. Her priorities are messed up. Did you hear me? She can't get there to school on time, but she's got time to labor for hours on her makeup and try on 9 outfits. And I says, what's wrong with that? Everything. You're saying to the Lord, you're not priority to me. You're calling me to go to school here is not priority to me. This is more important. It's a confusion. Now, the reason I say this is because there have been people who were at the wrong place at the wrong time and had accidents happen and even damage and injury and life lost because of not obeying the Holy Ghost. You know, cleaning the house when they should have already been on the road. Did you hear me? Still on the phone when they should have been out the door. Doing things they ought not be doing. Said out loud, I will not let my flesh and other people detain me and cause me to override what I have in my heart. So we got through confessing, I will always be at the right place at the right time. You got to observe this for that to happen. And you see this too, a lot of times, that people, they procrastinate, yield to other people's influence, and then, you know, they get so pent up about, you know, they feel like I've put it off, then they are over hasty and just act rashly and do something and miss God. Yeah. Now this man had probably missed God by not leaving days ago. Mm-hmm. But at this point, he's already hung around another half a day, then he probably missed God by not staying. That day. Did you hear me? He missed it on both sides. Procrastinating, and then doing something rash. Thinking, no, I've stayed too long already. Well, now don't, just because you've made one mistake, don't make another.
Yeah.
And do something rash. Hallelujah. We're having fun today, aren't we? Go to 1 Kings, please, the 13th chapter, and then also go to 2 Corinthians 11. 1 Kings 13. I had the privilege of serving with Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. for years. And I know we were, Patsy Bierman, now Caminetti, did music for him for years. Healing school and prayer school. We'd sit right over on the corner. He'd preach and teach. And every day, he'd point over and say, y'all come on up. That means he's about to close. And we're supposed to come up and sing and play. Sometimes I'd play. Sometimes I'd sing. We'd swap off. One day, he looked over, he said, y'all come on up. And he kept on talking, preaching about something. Well, she looked at me and she said, you want to sing today? I said, I don't care. I said, you can. She said, well, I don't care, you can. I said, well, you got something you want to sing? She said, not particularly. I said, you got something? I said, well, not especially. I said, she said, well, you can go ahead. I said, well, you can, I'll play for you. What is that? Huh? Indecision and vacillation, right? And it wasn't long. I mean, it was 2 or 3 minutes maybe. And he looked down, we're still sitting there. And the place was packed. And I mean, he barked at us. He said, if I'd have known it was going to take you that long, I wouldn't have called on you. So I said, that's harsh. No, we knew better. I said, we knew better. And what we didn't realize is we're being disrespectful to the anointing. When the Spirit of God's doing something, we ought to respect it enough to be as ready as we know how to be to respond. Years later, he'd call me and say, Brother Keith, come up here. And people asked me, why did you run up there? I saw you just run up those steps. Well, I ain't dumb. I mean, once of that's enough for me. And he was right. I said, he was right. Come on. So many times people think, well, you know, if the Lord called me, sure, but that's just so-and-so. How is it now? Then when is it the Lord calling you? See, to them, never. No, when it's the Lord's things and we say, come on. Come do this. You got to realize this is the Lord's things. So you take it personally as though He said do it. Yes. Didn't the Bible say what you do? Do it as unto the Lord. Yes. So you're not lax and you're not slack. And you're not ambivalent, wavering, vacillating. Now, let's ask and answer the question, why do people struggle so with indecision? Why do they struggle so with wavering? In 2 Corinthians, are you there? Those two places we talked about. But let's look first in 2 Corinthians 11. Then I think we'll go back to that 1 Kings. Abraham was what? Fully persuaded. In 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 2. He said, I am jealous over you. This is 2 Corinthians 11:2. Jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Then he goes on talking about if he that comes preaches another Jesus whom you've not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted, you might well bear with him. And he goes on to correct them about this. How many understand there is not another Jesus? There is not another gospel. There's just the one Jesus and the one gospel. So nobody should be confused about it because there are no decisions. He said, I'm concerned about you, lest your minds be corrupted from what? The simplicity that is in Christ, in the Anointed One. If you come over to my house and they say, would you like something to drink? And I bring a platter out and I said, well, we've got tea and then we've got tea. Or if you like, we have some tea. What would you like to have? Do you labor over which one to get? Do you waver? Do I want the tea or there is no R? So there's nothing to waver over, right? Now, we're getting to the issue here. Why are people indecisive? Why are people wavering? Because they are considering things they ought not be considering.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Steadfastness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-222. That's R-222, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.